Hey, good morning, everybody. And I don't even know where to start today. The world is on fire right now. I mean, we obviously were dealing with this unconstitutional and absolutely political and egregious violation of everything legal indictment that's going on with Donald Trump. And that's a critical, critical thing. But I think there's something even more important happening right now. And I say that with due respect to the president. Right now, we're finding out they're doing edible vaccines. They're putting this in your food supply, folks. We're fighting it in Missouri very hard, and we need your help. We need as much help as possible. We need grassroots. We need people calling the lobbyists, calling the people. But we're going to be talking about this. House Bill 1169 in Missouri could fix all of this on an international scale. But the rhinos are selling out. The rhinos are selling out to Bayer Monsanto, which is headquartered in St. Louis. And they just do not want to push us. Two-page bill. Can't wait to tell you about it. We will be right back.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis here at the Reawaken Tour. I just want you to know I love uncensored truth being shared around the world through Brighteon.tv. Please follow the individuals who are actually providing uncensored content. There's only one place you're going to find it truly uncensored, right here at Brighteon.tv.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
All right, everybody. So if you're paying attention, we've been sharing names, sharing contact info, doing everything we can to push House Bill 1169 in Missouri. Does three things. Lets you know if your food or any other product has a gene therapy product in it or quality. You know, if it's going to screw with your genes, you should know. It requires that if there is a gene therapy product or quality to a product, that we can get information on how that can be transmitted or spread or shed or anything else. And then third, it requires informed consent before you are given a gene therapy product or other medical intervention, right? So what this means is that they can't put a vaccine in your food without getting informed consent before they feed it to you. I don't think that's unreasonable, do you? I'd like to know my food, just food, right? Not a medicine. And I certainly don't want a medicine that's coming in without informed consent. That is the stuff the Nazis are made of. That's all House Bill 1169 does in Missouri. It's all it does. And if it's true in Missouri, it's going to be true everywhere. So that disclosure, informed consent, those rules are going to apply everywhere. You know, it's because what? You don't think we're going to find out about it and then no in Ohio? I think we would, right? So if we can pass this bill, it's a two-page bill. Two-page bill. If we can pass it in one state, we win everywhere, right? Huge, huge deal. Now, I think, now we got word, and I put a tweet out. It's got over 4 million views this weekend, talking about the fact that we're hearing that they're going to start doing this in the food supply, as particularly the pork cattle, this month. Well, I don't want them to. I don't want that crap in there. Now, one of the things I'm getting is I'm getting a lot of, you know, hey, well, you know, it doesn't matter if they put it in the cows. It won't matter. It won't affect humans. Okay, so let me give you guys a little bit of an update. Newsflash, and I'm breaking this here today, right? So hopefully you're sharing this show because I need everybody to see this. This is from the NIH, right? The National Library of Medicine. It was published in 2020. I'm going to read you some stuff from my stack of stuff here today. This is super important. Now, what you're seeing here is, quote, in production of edible vaccines, the gene-encoding bacterial viral disease-causing agent can be incorporated into plants without losing its immunogenic property. The main mechanism of action of edible vaccines is to activate systemic mucosal immunity responses against foreign disease-causing organisms. Edible vaccines can be produced by incorporating transgene into selected plant cell. And it goes on. It says, at present, edible vaccine are developed for veterinary and human use. Ooh. At present, in 2020, folks, in 2020, but the main challenge faced by edible vaccine is its acceptance by the population so that it is necessary to make aware society about its uses and benefits. As of 2020, quote, from an article published in NIH, at present, edible vaccine are developed for veterinary and human use. They had the capacity to do this in 2020, folks. They're saying you can't do it now. They're lying. No wonder they don't want House Bill 1169. They'd have to disclose that they're already doing this. They are poisoning. You are very potentially likely to being vaccinated without ever knowing it. Did you know that? I didn't. As I go through this article posted in NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, our government agency. So you go ahead and argue with them. Ready, folks? Production of edible vaccines produced, they talk about how to do it. Direct gene delivery method. Selected DNA or RNA directly introduced into the plant cell so they can get into your body, right? Edible. This is edible, folks. So don't tell me it can't be digested. Genetically engineered plant viruses. Outline of edible vaccines. Plant-based edible vaccines. Here's the real one. Major plant species used as vaccine models. Ready? Potatoes, rice, banana, tomato, lettuce, tobacco, alfalfa, carrots, algae. Insect-based. You know Bill Gates wants us to eat bugs? I don't want to eat bugs, Bill. I don't want your vaccine bugs. I'm not eating them. This, folks, is bombshell. Bombshell. 2020. Edible vaccines are there. At present, I can't say this enough, as of 2020, at present, edible vaccine are developed for veterinary and human use. At present, published in 2020. I'm sorry, published November 22nd, 2019. Folks, you know why they don't want to pass Missouri House Bill 1169? Because they're already screwing with our genetics. They're already doing it. They've lied to us. They haven't told us. Have any of you given informed consent? I haven't. I don't know what I've been eating. Who knows? It's now, the impetus is on them now to show that this is not happening. I've got their document. Okay? I've got their documents. It says right here, by the way, published published by a number of people. And, you know, this information, it's there. It's there. Now, are we doing it in this country? I don't know. Don't know. I just know that at present, edible vaccine are developed for veterinary and human use. And they go on to talk about how they do this, what foods they can put it in. Folks, I don't know what else you want. When do you trust a liar? When do you trust a crook? When do you trust Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the WEF, the CCP? When do you trust Anthony Fauci? When do you trust the FDA? You don't. They've lied to you nonstop. Nonstop, folks. Nonstop. Unbelievable. This is nonstop. Now, let me tell you what else I got, because, you know, I decided that I was going to do some homework here. And, you know, nothing good comes for bad guys when I start doing homework. Headline, title of this article, and this is in Nature Reviews, right? So this is a very credible medical journal, much like the others. Foundations of gastrointestinal-based drug delivery and future developments. It's a whole article about how they can introduce vaccines and other medicines through ingestion. They say, you know, you can't do that, right? Headline, Johns Hopkins develops tiny machines that deliver medicines into the intestines, like vaccines. Huh. So it seems, folks, it seems that there are a couple different approaches here. Headline, making RNA vaccines easier to swallow. A pill that releases RNA in the stomach could offer a new way to administer vaccines or to deliver therapies for gastrointestinal disease. Okay, folks. That is from MIT News, published in last year. Let's see here. Headline, successful reprogramming of cellular protein production through mRNA delivered by functional lipid nanoparticles. This was in 2018. Again, by the way, I don't know how there could be cellular reprogramming of cellular protein production. I mean, I thought mRNA doesn't do that. Well, anyways. How about this one? Headline, potato-based vaccine success comes too late. Folks, there appears to be a couple different mechanisms by which they're doing this. By the way, milk is also one of the mechanisms. I got that too. Couple different ways that they're doing this, it looks like. It looks like they're experimenting on using these kind of micro machine type things that are, you know, would be put in your food and have whatever medicine in it. And I don't know. That seems kind of sci-fi to me, but I don't know. Should I ignore Johns Hopkins? I mean, they're the ones that published it. I didn't do it. It's Johns Hopkins. I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, they're the leaders of science. We're supposed to trust the science. Should I not trust Johns Hopkins? The other mechanism is by integrating, you know, genetic changes into our food that somehow then translate into our bodies. I don't need to understand the details of how that works to know that when they say that it's available and it works, well, I should probably listen. They've admitted it, folks. They've admitted it. What do you want? What kind of proof do you need? What kind of proof do you need on this? I don't know, short of an admission, what else I can give you that would, I mean, we've got an admission. It literally says it. Available now, right? I mean, literally says, in no uncertain terms, at present, edible vaccines are developed for veterinary and human use. Then talks about how to put it in food. Folks, House Bill 1169 just requires that you get informed consent if they're going to screw with your genetics. Is that too much to ask? I mean, if you're going to give me a vaccine, shouldn't I at least know you're giving it to me? I mean, we already don't give informed consent. We just give you the side effects listed by the corrupt FDA. These guys have lied. They've covered this up. It is shocking to me. Shocking. I cannot fathom what's occurring here. folks, I mean, at present, edible vaccines are developed for veterinary and human use. 2019. What are you eating? What are you eating? Now, before you ask me, where can I eat? What can I eat? What can I do? My answer is, I don't know. I don't know. You want to know why we're having so many health troubles? Well, I don't know. Medication without informed consent seems to be something. What, do we trust the makers of the safe and effective vaccines to do right by us by putting stuff in our food? They didn't trust it. They just put it, they just get, start giving people injections. Everybody's dying suddenly, you know, died suddenly. Apparently, we all need to be on ivermectin. I don't know, folks. I don't know. I know that this is illegal, in my opinion. I know that there should be criminal prosecutions. I know that this is one of the most incredible things that I've ever reported, ever. Ever. I'm so shocked by this. I don't know what to say. If you're not calling Missouri, if you're not calling the Corn Growers Association, the Pork Association, the Cattlemen's Association, the Soybean Association, and all of these other crooks that have sold out your health and your family's future to do this and to oppose these bills, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. Folks, this is one of the most monumental things I've ever broken, and I'm so excited to do it here in Brighteon. I worked through the night. I got this stuff. I got this information really over the course of this morning. There is no question that edible vaccines are a thing. The question is, how far have they been implemented? What's going on? Are they doing it with mRNA? To what extent are they doing it? But can you be vaccinated? Can they create medicinal properties in your food through GMOs? No question. They admit it. I've got it right here. Your GMOs. Now, here's the thing. Did you know that certified organic, through FDA certified, they still allow certain things to happen? None of these certifications mean much, right? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm praying that maybe we can get another rabbinical court going, something like that, and the rabbis can decide that this is something that's not kosher. Maybe then we can get some of the Jewish producers and farmers to produce food that is not modified in any way, shape, or form. But I mean, they're so insidious about this. The chemicals you put on crops, everything. There's so many ways that they can introduce this into our food supply. It's very difficult to ensure that it's not. I can't wait to talk to Mike Adams here, my buddy, the health ranger, who, you know, God bless him for this network. I can't wait to let him know what I'm finding out so that, you know, see what he's got running down the pipeline to help deal with this. He's one of the few people I'd trust. But, you know, this is everywhere. And House Bill 1169, it just so happens to be right over the target. That's why they're opposing it so badly. That's why they're opposing a two-page informed consent disclosure bill. And these stupid rhinos in Missouri are fighting tooth and nail against it because they are too ignorant to know what's going on, and they're sold out. All they care about is Bayer Monsanto's money. That's all they care about. It's all the cattlemen care about. That's all the pork growers, associated, the corn growers, the soybean, all these lobbyists that I listed on that tweet, which I hope you keep sharing. It's all they care about is money. They don't care about health. They don't care about safety. They're lying through their teeth. I've heard every excuse that they've made for why they can't push this bill. They're all lies. Every one of them. They're all garbage. I reviewed this bill. I offered my input on this bill. I assure you, this bill can pass. It's legal. It would be effective. And it would be incredibly important. It'd be the most important bill in the country. Now, I've heard that Tennessee's got a similar bill, and I'm praying that they do it. Now, I hope that their bill is broad enough to cover all of these vaccines and gene therapies. It needs to not just be mRNA. It needs to be any sort of a medical intervention. You can't have medical interventions without informed consent. I don't care whether it's a traditional vaccine or an old new vaccine, an mRNA vaccine. You can't do that. We need informed consent. I don't want you giving me a medicine without me knowing it. Is that too much to ask, folks? I should say not. I don't think it is. But if you go to the Missouri House, the Emerging Issues Committee, it's too much for them to ask. Now, from what I hear, we've got 5 members of the Emerging Issues Committee. 5, that's it, who are saying, yes, we'll vote for this. Thank God for Holly Jones, the bill sponsor. Thank God for Bill Hardwick, the committee chair. But that's only 3 more. The Democrats are all no's, and most of the Rhino Republicans are no. Folks, you need to get on there, look at that list, call those phone numbers, send them emails, tell them they're crooks. They are. They're liars and they're crooks. That's it. I've listened to the excuses that they're passing around in the Missouri House. They're excuses given to them by lobbyists and they're lies. They are absolute lies. Like I said, I had a hand in reviewing and I offered input on this bill. This bill is rock solid. It's a 2-page bill. You can read it. You should read it. It's 2 pages. Read that bill and tell me that you oppose anything in it. Anything. This is unfounded, folks. Unfounded. Unbelievable. We are being poisoned by our own people in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code. We are being poisoned by our own government in direct violation of the law. We're being lied to and misled by these corporate oligarchs. And to what end? More money, more power? They don't, what, they're not billionaire enough? They need more billions? It's unbelievable, folks. I've got to make sure. I hope that this is the most shared show on the Brighteon Network. I hope that everybody in the universe hears this. You've got to help me get the word out. This needs to be showed to everyone in Missouri. Everyone. This is folks, I want to read this again. At present, edible vaccine are developed for veterinary and human use, but the main challenge faced by edible vaccine is its acceptance by the population so that it is necessary to make aware the society about its use and benefits. When compared to other traditional vaccines, edible vaccines are cost-effective, efficient, and safe. It promises better prevention option from diseases. Well, if you believe that, folks, I've got the only thing that's believable in there is that it's present. At present, they're being developed. They're there. I don't know what else you need. This is the headline or title of this article. It was published in the National Institutes of Health. Edible vaccines, promises, and challenge. I'm going to be citing this on Twitter. I'm going to be sharing this everywhere. I want you to understand. This is happening, folks. This is happening. You and your family are being genetically impacted potentially. You're being given medicines. You're being given things, and you don't know it. You don't know it. They're not telling you. Food is not natural anymore. What we're eating, I mean, who knows what it is. You know, if you've traveled, have you noticed that when you eat food abroad, you feel different than when you do here in the U.S.? I wonder why. You know that a lot of this GMO stuff is not legal in a lot of places around the world, right? They are poisoning you, and I don't know what else to say about it. I really don't know what else to say. I'm praying that you guys help us. For you folks in Tennessee, if you're seriously interested in passing this bill, I want to support you, but you guys got to make some modifications. You got to make it a little broader. It can't just be a labeling for mRNA because they're going to lie. They're going to say, well, it's not mRNA. It may or may not, what's going into this food may or may not fit the definition of mRNA. So you've got to have it be a little bit broader than that, okay? And remember, the broader you make it, the more they're going to scream. But if you've got any chance of passing this bill, it's because you're selling out in some way, shape, or form. You've got to fight. This bill is going to be one of the most difficult bills on the planet to fight or to pass. This 2-page bill is so difficult because all of the big pharma is opposing this. This is one of the greatest, most incredible violations of the Nuremberg Code and one of the greatest crimes against humanity ever seen. I mean, I can't even imagine how many are dead and dying because of this. I need your help and support, folks. I need you to go to tomrenz.com. If our economy's collapsing, if you need gold, go to bh-pm.com. Tell them Ren sent you. If you need my pillow, go to there and tell them Ren sent you. You need vitamins, you need whatever. whatever. Go to TomRentz.com. I need you to support my Substack. I need you to subscribe. It's free. If you pay for the Substack, if you choose a paid subscription, you can comment. But the only real thing you're doing is supporting me. You're supporting our fight. We need fight. We need support. We need some help on the Give, Send, Go side. It's getting expensive, folks. We're fighting this on so many fronts. We just need the funding to be able to keep fighting and to keep going. We only fight this with your support. It's the only way we can do it because it's, you know, it's crazy expensive. This is a very difficult thing to do. So please support us at TomRentz.com and please support Mike Adams. Please support the Brighteon Network. Get this show out there. Mike is a great guy. He's a hero. He has been fighting. He's been at the forefront of this. The Brighteon Network is a spectacular place. I think I'm coming back on with Dr. Eric Napudi's show later today. So I'll see you then.